all of our programs are defense, national, or global security oriented. So while we have four schools, we have a graduate school of engineering and applied sciences, we have a graduate school of business and public policy, we have a school of international graduate studies, we have a fourth school on, which is a kind of unique school in the world, a graduate school of operations and information sciences. So if I give you examples, we have a master's degree and a PhD in computer science. But for the last 20 years, our computer science program has focused on cybersecurity, on information assurance, on identity management. Who is it out there that you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
At a time when people were just beginning to think about cybersecurity and cyber terrorism and cyber crime, we probably already had 25 or 30 courses on the books. And the last time we did an audit was about, 6 or 7 months ago. We had something like 50 faculty members that were working in, you know, either directly on cybersecurity or in tangential areas. And we not only work cybersecurity from the standpoint of what I might call technology, cyber systems, but we also support the intelligence community on cyber operations.
Is that the biggest change? You guys just celebrated your 100-year anniversary of the formation of the Naval Postgraduate School. Is that the biggest change? Is this technology just now, and it must make creating curricula just all that more difficult because this stuff changes so quickly?
It changes quickly. I would say there are a few major changes that have occurred in the last 5 years. So one would be, you know, we're called the Naval Postgraduate School. Our student population is about 50% naval. It's the other 50% is composed in almost equal size, Army, Air Force, and we have usually on average 250 international students from our international allies from about 40 to 50 different countries.
Hmm.
So, you know, naval. The Navy has been a great supporter, sponsor, but of course, as the world has kind of globalized, and as the conflict has changed its nature over the last 20 years, the Naval Postgraduate School has had to move in those directions as well. But the other thing that's happened is that
services also operating more jointly than it really ever before.
Yes, the services are more joint. We're becoming interagency. We have students that are supported by the Department of Homeland Security. We have students that are supported by the National Security Agency. We work with many of the intelligence agencies. And I'd say that the direction we've gone has fostered what you might call national and global security. So we really have become a defense and then national and global security university. So if I tell you that we do cybersecurity work, we do energy security work, we do maritime security work now, we're even looking at economic security issues, climate change, water security. The Navy, Admiral Roughhead, signed, now probably almost 3 years ago, a cooperative maritime strategy along with the Commandant of the Marine Corps and the Commandant of the Coast Guard, called the Cooperative Maritime Strategy, which really talked not only about working together on defense, but also working on prevention of conflict, the use of soft power, international cooperation, because, you know, you really can't talk about economic security without talking about working with your international partners, as we discovered.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all tied together. It's become much more of a global place.
Right.
I know that most of the people who come there, I mean, this is a postgraduate school, so this isn't, you're not dealing with these 19-year-olds.
No, the average student here is probably 31 years old, has 1.5 children, and probably has 8 years of military service behind them, something like that. maybe 6 to 8.
And yet, even in this world where just everything's becoming more mobile, more people, there's, I mean, we were talking to the Naval Academy folks, and they have to deal with folks who just aren't used to phones with cords, for goodness sakes. That has to even trickle up to the postgraduate level and really change how people are thinking about learning.
I didn't mention that we have about, on average, about 1,800 resident students, but today we have also about 1,000 distance learning students on board, and they can be anywhere in the world.
Wow.
You know, I think we've had students, don't ask me how they do it, but we've had students taking distance learning courses from places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
I think it's interesting because as the technology explodes, and I, by the way, am an electrical and computer engineer by background. As the communications technology in particular and the network technology just keeps expanding, we find uses for those things in military applications. In fact, we've had a couple of students that were able to convert some smartphones into some pretty interesting devices for command and control. And as the technology gets better, it's going to be much easier to put video on all kinds of small devices.
When I was talking to the folks at the Naval Academy, they said, our mission hasn't changed. Our mission is the same as it always was. It's how we really carry out that mission. We, as educators, have to be much more agile today, and we have to be ready for a very changing world.
Yeah, and I think, the students at the Naval Academy tend to be, of course, they're undergraduates being trained for U.S. Navy and Marine Corps positions, appointments. Whereas, we are a little different from them because we're at the graduate level, because we're dealing with the more senior military officers who already have experience. Our mission has broadened slightly to start including the interagency and our international partners. Our original, probably 100 years ago, our original mission talked about the U.S. Navy. Then it became naval and included the Marine Corps. And then it became, then over the years, the student population coming in has been from the Air Force and the Army, particularly in areas where the Naval Postgraduate School is unique. Our uniqueness, comes from the fact that we not only give degrees. I mean, people don't understand this. It takes a little longer to get, in terms of numbers of units, to get through a program at the Naval Postgraduate School. Every one of our programs has a flag or general officer who is a curriculum sponsor who reviews the program every 2 years. And what they bring to us is the relevance, the military applications in the terms of what we call educational skill requirements. And in fact, for the Navy, there is a certification that students, if they get through our program, are certified in some particular area called a P-code. In other words, there are billets out there for these people that require that they have certain skill requirements. Now, those skill requirements and the fact that we almost mandate every student to do a thesis and that they're allowed to take their joint professional military education at NPS means that they're here for almost at least twice as many quarter units or semester units as they would be at a civilian university. And the material that they're learning, not only in their degree content, which may be about 50% of the program, but also because of these educational skill requirements, are not the same as the requirements that you would be able to satisfy at a civilian university.